Maybe it's not your job that's burning you out. Maybe it's getting to your job that's burning you out. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There's now yet another study confirming what previous studies have confirmed, which is that the stress in your life doesn't just come from your job. It comes from your commute. In this latest study, researchers at the University of Montreal linked commuting to burnout, which is defined as feeling emotionally drained and cynical to the point that you don't care about anything outside yourself and you start goofing off at work. And the longer the commute, the more burnout-inducing it was. Not just because of the time it takes, but because of the uncertainty, not knowing from day to day how long it'll take you to get to work. And it turns out that being a passenger in a carpool adds to the uncertainty because you're at the mercy of whoever's driving that day. The data shows that most people do fine with a 20-minute commute, but that after 35 minutes, almost everybody develops a bad attitude. And that's not all. A study from Washington University in St. Louis found that people who live more than 10 miles from work develop higher blood pressure, and the people who commute more than 15 miles each way are more likely to be obese. But hey, cheer up, because according to one of those Swedish happiness studies, you are happier about your commute if you're commuting to a job you love as opposed to one you hate. Plus, there's a study which concluded that if you can eliminate your commute entirely, it would make you as happy as if you'd gotten a $40,000 raise. So you see what the science is telling us. Get a job you love, and then just sleep at your desk. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.